Good afternoon. Sunshine at times filtered through high cloudiness, producing milder temperatures today on the heels of a developing southerly breeze. This all as Arctic high pressure continues to slide off to the east into the Canadian Maritimes. The result will be milder temperatures than we've seen over the last several days going back into last week, and readings will push up into the middle and in some cases even the high 30s by the end of the day. Skies will remain clear into the evening hours, then a disturbance approaching from the west will produce some increasing clouds during the overnight hours, and as a result, temperatures will drop back into the teens and lower 20s. With a starting point higher than recent mornings, we'll find our way up through the 20s and 30s tomorrow, despite clouds around, thanks to that same front, and highs will approach 40 degrees. That front may squeeze out a passing rain or snow shower, but nothing more than that in terms of precipitation to start the weekend. On Sunday, we'll start out dry with sunshine, and then another front will approach from the west, bringing us cloud cover by late in the day, and temperatures will be back a bit into the lower 30s. Snow showers will be possible on Sunday night into early Monday morning. These could dust the ground up a bit, but with increasing sunshine on Monday afternoon, highs will be around 40 again. Another front will head our way on Tuesday. And as it passes through, it'll produce clouds and scattered rain and snow showers in the lower 40s. And this front will set the stage for our weather through the midweek period. Just how far south the front sags will determine the track of the next low-pressure wave out of the plains. A more northerly track will be a good chance for snow for interior New York and New England on Wednesday and Thursday. A southerly track, like the last major storm last week, would mean a miss for us and just dry and cold air. Either way, it looks like the temperatures through midweek next week will be back into the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm warning and a winter weather advisory are in effect for the southern Appalachians of western North Carolina and Virginia. Low pressure deepening along the Carolina coast will lift northeast today. Arctic air already in place is producing precipitation in the form of sleet and snow, while a cold rain is falling along the coastal plain. As much as 1 to 3 inches of snow will accumulate inland, with some places picking up significant icing. Meanwhile, flood watches and advisories continue for parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Moderate to heavy rain and melting snow continue to cause rises to many area rivers and small streams, and this could lead to some stormwater flooding. Mudslides and debris flows are also possible. Frozen soils across the area will also result in poor water infiltration that will likely increase the potential for flooding, especially for urban and low-lying areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 at El Centro, Thermal, Indio, and Ocotillo Wells, all in California, to a low of 28 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 62, set in 1974, and the record low, 6 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m., 11 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny but not as cold today and highs in the mid 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the middle 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, seasonably cool around 40, sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the lower 30s, snow showers Monday morning, then increasing sun around 40, lower 40s with mostly cloudy skies and a few rain or snow showers Tuesday, and a chance of snow Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.